His last night was 40 and hers was 45. I mean, these change, you know, sometimes we'll keep them for a week or so, but it's just how you feel. And then when you have the colder weather, it's, you know, if there's something happening outside, you know, an elk killer starts to bark and you wake up and you kind of check and see, well, what was that? And then where I used to just kind of stay up for a few, for 30, 40 minutes. But now it seems like we can go back to sleep right away. And we can do that because of the way the beds are made. You know, Made in America, they're guaranteed. Over 6 million happy customers are out there, and I can't say enough about Sleep Number beds. And the fact is, right now, you can go down to our Sleep Number store and get a queen-size bed for $699. They've got a 36-month payment plan for a lot of the bed type items down there at our Sleep Number store. And if you just going down and talk to the people down there, truly professionals that will help you with selecting the right bed. And I, you know, when we talk to people, say, well, you know, what you're doing the commercials for me. I say, yeah, but you know what? We've never slept better than we have with our Sleep Number beds. Head on down to our Sleep Number store. It's located in the Target Shopping Center. And it's next to the vitamin store. It's back there behind the McDonald's area back there. But I tell you, you'll not be sorry. Just go on in. Tell them you said you heard it from Carl and Linda, and have them help you, the professionals down there at our Sleep Number store. All right. I'm sitting here with some veterans here that are being, you know, that are here to be assisted. And we're going to be talking to them as soon as we get back with these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station.
Home. If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With fall looming, it's time to think about controlling rain and wind damage. So when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else, if you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agro maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or preparing for erosion control, call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs, and keep your equipment running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Whether for sales, parts, or service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. 226-9226.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery-fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. Good morning. I'm down here at the Shastik District Fairgrounds. We're here with a stand down, people. Veterans getting a hand up and not a hand out. So many things happening here. The veterans are here. So many volunteers. I'm seeing kids and families and everybody coming through here. They're serving breakfast right now. The people are signing up for assistance. There's going to be so many different groups here to help out. Veterans Administration, Social Security. The courts will be here tomorrow at 1:30 to help people with misdemeanors. But my guest for the segment is Michael Maxwell. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Mike, you were a veteran of the U.S. You are a veteran of the U.S. Army, and you served in Vietnam. And at one point, you were in for 1966 to 69.
Yeah, that's correct.
And can you tell us a little bit why you're here today?
Well, for medical reasons. I contracted Agent Orange, and I've been searching around for maybe the possibilities of natural possibilities, and I've come across a couple of natural remedies that are wonderful, and I'm trying to expand that and teach people what they can do, you know, to maybe clear up their life and extend their life.
And you live up in Mount Shasta, right?
Yes, I do.
And how long have you lived up in the North State here?
Well, I'm going on 3 years. I was in Southern Cal for 40 years, and I lost my wife from metastatic cancer, and I come up here for the fresh water and air and a remedy to find natural means of fighting cancer and those different things that people are so inflicted with, you know.
Well, when you is this the first time you've been to one of the stand-downs?
No, I was 2 years ago. I was here once, so I thought I'd come back and see what I could do from a medical point of view, and that's why I'm here today, and also to help people too.
So, what do you think about the stand down?
Well, I think it's a wonderful service to veterans. It gives them hope. They certainly need hope, and they get the delayed stress and everything. They kind of give up. But I think it's important that we stand together, whether you're in the service or not. I think it's important we stay as a family and one nation under God, you know. That's important.
I think that the fact that veterans need to stand together, a lot of times that if we stood together on issues, I think there'd be some changes, frankly. But we have a tendency to be a kind of a diverse group, so... The idea of veterans ever getting behind one issue could be a power that would substantially affect whatever the veteran community ever wanted to change.
Yeah, that's very true. When there's a need, especially a critical need with people, whether they're in this service or not, it requires grouping together in times of famine and tragedy, and that's when people do start stepping up to the plate and helping each other. That's what I'm basically doing the rest of my life, is doing that very thing, is helping veterans and other people.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, you know, Mike, we appreciate you being here and the fact that you're here to help. Michael Maxwell here from Mount Shasta. Thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you.
You bet.
You have a good day.
Hey, Ted, you've been walking around here. And seeing the different groups of people, what are you seeing here today?
Well, you know what we've got here today is a good mix of volunteers and veterans. I've just been kind of mingling in the crowds and talking to folks. And in like the first 10 minutes, I met a a guy who works with Veterans Service Office who is setting up overnight accommodations for these veterans who have court issues or issues that may take a couple of days to get lined out. So they're setting up overnight accommodations right here at Facero Hall. And I met a 13-year Army infantry veteran who came down today for services.
Uh-huh. Now, is he seeking services here?
Yes, he is seeking services here. He is, his name is Ray Cox. He's an 11 Bravo infantryman. He's been to Fort Lewis, Fort Carson, V-Spot in Germany, Redstone Arsenal, back to Europe a couple of times. And, he came down here today, just to seek services, just to see what he could get as a veteran.
Uh-huh. Well, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break, Bad Bob, and I believe he's here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we're
going
to be able to talk to him and talk and what he's doing and what his life is here and why this is a place that he's here at today. So, Bad Bob, take us away. This is KCNR 1460, Carl Bott, Ted Leidy. We're down here with the North Valley Stand down in the Shasta District Fairgrounds. There's still time. You know, if you want to volunteer, if you just want to come down and help, this is the time to do it. They're going to be here today, tomorrow, and Saturday, and they're helping people. They're helping veterans that have fallen on some hard times, not just the veterans themselves, but their families. So if you get a chance, you need to come on down here. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Ted Leidy.
Visit our model home today in Clover Creek by Palomar Builders, providing the newest technology and energy efficiency, all with open, spacious floor plans. Amenities include granite slab countertops, decorative crown molding, tile floors, stylish kitchens with large islands, amazing master bathrooms, and much more. All homes are built with quality, CertainTeed installation installed by Meeks Lumber and Hardware. Thermally efficient CertainTeed installation is non-corrosive, does not absorb moisture, and provides excellent acoustics. CertainTeed installation is also Green Guard certified, just another outstanding quality amenity you'll find in all the quality built homes in Clover Creek Village by Palomar, including walking trails within the Creek Preserve. With interest rates and prices comparable to that of an older home, contact Lori Stevens of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for more information. Lori Stevens at 604-5559. Palomar Builders, continuing to provide quality built new homes in our community, now in Clover Creek Village.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind all the deer hunters we have the 2 to 5 gallon propane bottles ready to go. With winter just around the corner, keep those kerosene tanks on the top side. Our delivery drivers are out everywhere. If you see one of them in your neighborhood and you need fuel, give us a call right away. Maybe we can top you off. If you're thinking of upgrading to a new heater, give Johnny a call. And remember, we do take trade-ins. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com for CFN, fleet-wide, fuel-man card lock needs. If you've been looking at the lawnmower and the weed eater like you're going to lock them in the tool shed, be sure to fill them up with ethanol-free 93 before you do. It'll save you a lot of grief come spring. Northern Lights Energy for ranchers, farmers, construction and loggers, and just regular folks. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
Well, all the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
And we're back here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County. And as we take a quick look here, this portion of the program brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water, providing natural spring water to their customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988. Spring water drawn from the protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, 1-800-922-6227 or MountShastaSpringWater.com. Now, back down to the Shasta District Fairgrounds, Carl Botten, Ted Leidy, and the North Valley Veteran Standdown.
Hey, Bob, thanks a lot. We're down here, just like Bob said, at Facero Hall. We're watching a lot of the veterans are being served breakfast this morning. The volunteers are in full swing. Ted Leidy's out there doing his usual Ted Leidy thing of meeting and greeting everybody and becoming their best friend. I'm sitting here today with a 13-year Army veteran, Ray Cox. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning.
Okay, can you hear him okay, Bob?
Can he can speak up just a bit, but he's
a little
okay.
Bit right in there.
Okay, I can speak up a little bit here.
Okay, and Ray, you've been in the you were in the Army for 13 years, is that correct?
That's correct, 13 years.
And you're here today. How long have you lived? How long have you lived in the North State area?
Well, I grew up here. I went to Anderson High School and graduated in 1975.
Okay, and then into the Army for 13 years, and you're here for the stand down. What are you here for today?
Well, I'm here for the services because they really care, and so I come here to enlist and see what kind of opportunities that they're willing to help me with. And I realize that in my service that I service a community who really cares. So that's why I'm here.
The your life after the Army what have you done since you were in the Army? Because for 13 years since you left the Army.
Right. And so I went out of the Army. I was in Indiana and I worked in a rock quarry, and I've been blessed to have a lot of work, except for the last couple of years. But anyway, I've been working for the last, 30-something years, and it was a great opportunity to serve my country when I was in there. And I did a lot of exciting things and got to train with the Rangers, which was an experience I'll never forget.
Okay, so when you come here, have you been here before to the stand down?
Last year I was here, and that's when I first found out about the services, and I come back again. Because I know that here I can find help when I really need it.
Okay, and so you're when you say assistance here, are you talking about with anything from the VA, Social Security, any of the things they're doing here? Then
that's right. The Social Security, you can get help if you really need with that, or you need help with general assistance. You need anytime you need help, you can come here because there's people in the community who serve, and they really care about veterans on the street. They really care.
Okay. Well, Ray, I'm glad that you, I'm glad you stopped by. And I know that a lot of the veterans here are, once they're, I guess when they've been reached out to is that they can then go from here, and a lot of them have been able to find jobs and move forward. And, their success rate here is good.
You know, that's right. We got a community here who stepped up to help, and, so if there's anyone on the street, if there's a veteran on the street, I recommend to come here and get you some help. It's here. You got people who care. And, you know, some people in here, they serve the Lord, and they really care about the community. So I would say if you're a veteran on the street, you'd come here and get help. It's here available for you.
Okay. Our guest has been Ray Cox, who is here, going through the system here, and the system has been here for 8 years for the stand down, and it's helped thousands of people here, and raised one of them. And I'm glad that you one of the things is wanting to be able to move forward and not find yourself just stuck in a hole someplace.
You know, that's right. When you need help, you kind of recognize you really need help. And last year, I was up in the mountains, and I was contemplating what I was going to do. I didn't have a job, didn't have any money. So I came back down to the valley, and I started serving my church. So I'm a Seventh-day Adventist, and I go to Anderson Church. And there's some people there who really care, help me out.
Well, that's the big thing, is being wanting to move forward.
That's right.
Okay, hey, Ray, thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Hey, Ted Leidy, of course, retired Command Sergeant Major, is my co-host today. Hey, Ted, I know you're walking around, and as I said when you couldn't hear me, so I'll say it in front of you now, that there's Ted Leidy doing his thing, going around and becoming the best friend of everybody here. I don't know how you do this, but what are you finding so far, Ted?
Well, here's the thing. Everybody here has a common cause. Every single person here, even some of the veterans that are here for services, I ask them, have you thought about volunteering here? And each and every one of them said, no, but I'll do whatever you ask. I've never really thought about it, but I'll do whatever you ask. If you want me to volunteer here, I'd love to. I haven't run across a veteran. I'm hoping we can get him on the show here in just about a moment, who came here 7 years ago for services. And using the services here, he got back on his feet, is working full-time, and is currently a volunteer here each and every year. They call him Cowboy. He's right over there working on the entertainment stage. So I want to get him over here as soon as we get a moment.
Yeah, well, you know, that's, you know, having the ability to do that. They have somebody come in here, get the services, move forward with their lives, makes, you know, find the job, find the ability to reach back down. You know, when they were veterans, I mean, they were in the service, they, honorable discharges, they did a good job. They were able to perform. I'm look at Ray here. He's 13 years in the Army. Came back. He says he's been blessed to work, but now it's just been tough. And this is the kind of area that can help him. Networking, looking at jobs and this. So.
Well, and you know, things are tough. And I mentioned it earlier, when I was talking to Jim Young about, the overnight. They're keeping some veterans overnight. And most of that really is, for court. He said a lot of our veterans have outstanding court issues that they can actually take care of while they're here. If they've got outstanding misdemeanors or warrants or whatever they've got going on, this is a time to come down, get into a legal conversation, with people from Shasta County. And care of, and if it takes 2 days, well then guess what, they've got the bedding and the food and everything else you're going to need to stay here for 2 days until you get that taken care of.
That's
that right. Is great.
That's right. You need to come down and sign up though for court, and if people that were that need the court, and it's misdemeanors, some warrants and stuff that can be solved because they were maybe traffic tickets. One of the
right.
big things that I saw happen last year, and I hope it can continue this year, is the fact they can get their driver's licenses back. And once, and it's such a huge thing, because once you get into that cycle that you lose your license because maybe you're behind on child support payments,
yeah.
Then you can't drive. If you do drive, then you get picked up, and then you get a huge fine, and then you can't drive, and now you're even further behind, and it's a downward spiral. You can't drive, you can't work, then you can't make your child support payments, and then you can't drive, and you can't work.
That's
and these
exactly
things,
right.
It's a type of thing you got to kind of wonder about. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break here for here at our 8:30 mark. This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We're out here at the Shasta District Fairgrounds at Facero Hall. We're talking the North Valley Stand Down.
And you're listening to KCNR, the pulse of Shasta County. And as we explained earlier, we are talking with Carl and Ted down there via Skype link from the Shasta District Fairgrounds on an internet connection. And we experienced some momentary problems with our connection, so we hope you'll bear with us. We'll be back after these messages.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty, and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
And 834 on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County. And right now we're going to check weather real quick. Sunny today, a high near 85, mostly clear tonight, low around 51. Sunny for your Friday as we head into the weekend with a high of 83, then partly cloudy on Friday night. Right now it is 47 degrees in Redding. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends. Couple of community notes before we head back down to the Shasta District Fairgrounds, where Carl Bott and Ted Leidy are taking part in the Veterans Stand Down, NorCal Veterans Stand Down. Got the Harvest Bazaar taking place at All Saints Episcopal Church. That's on Quartz Hill Road at Benton Drive in Redding. Happens 9 to 3 on Saturday. Also, Sunday, November 10th in the Event Center of Wind River Casino, the United States Marine Corps proudly announces their 238th birthday with a grand and glorious celebration. Music by the Lou White Band and the Jefferson Pipes will be there. And they'll have a special guest speaker, Colonel Dean Caswell, USMC retired. He was a fighter pilot in the Pacific, Korea, and Vietnam theaters. So $35 a person. If you want to find out more about tickets and availability, you can give us a call right here at KCNR 1460. Well, let's head down to the Shasta District Fairgrounds and Carl Bott.
Hey, thanks a lot there, Bad Bob. We're down here at the Shasta District Fairgrounds for the North Valley Stand Down. It's been going on for 7 years. They've helped thousands of veterans. And veterans, it's not handouts here. You know, veterans that have served have earned benefits that a lot of them don't even know about. And in some cases, they fall on the hard times. And so we like to think of this as a hand up and not a handout. And one of the, I guess you could say one of the success stories is sitting here with me right now, Ron Ford, you know, we call him Cowboy here. And, good morning, Ron.
Good morning, sir.
Get in there real tight with that.
Okay.
Okay. Get in close and talk to the microphone. Ron, how long have you been coming here?
I've been coming here for 7 years.
For the whole time then, since it started?
Yes, sir.
Now, when you started here, you needed the services, is that correct?
Yes, sir. I had fell on some hard times. I had a heart attack, and it cost me my job and my home. And I was living at the mission for a couple of years. And I heard about the stand down, came down, visited the people, and it was amazing.
So what kind of impact, when you came down here that first time, what was the impact on you?
The camaraderie, the guys, the services that they supply for everyone, it's uplifting. You know, it brought me from down where I was at and brought me back up to where I felt human again.
Okay. So what's happened with your life then since you came to the first time?
Well, the first time I was here, I run into a couple of guys over here and they took me up north and got me a job. I've been working at the same job for 8 years now and this is my eighth year going on it. And, found a job. I live by room and board on a 25-acre horse ranch. And during the winter, I do Christmas trees.
You do Christmas trees, huh?
Yes, that... sir. We do the 85-foot Christmas trees down in San Francisco.
85-foot Christmas?
Yes, sir.
You know, after last year when I put a 20, I cut down a 20-foot tree, and then by the time I got it in the house, it was like 11 feet. And I'm not even sure it was 11 feet, but I think it might have been, you know, I cut that tree like 36 times before it was ready. So I have a lot of, you know, I have a lot of awe for you guys that are doing 85-foot trees. What would you say is the most important part of today? If you're going to say to a veteran that's in need, what would you tell him or her?
Just be open and accept what is provided for you here. Just be open for it because it will help.
Okay.
The benefits are here. At the time, I didn't even know I had benefits.
Well, I think that's probably one of the important parts here that we need to emphasize is there's a lot of benefits a man or woman earns. And I'm not saying is given. These aren't entitlements. There's a big difference between entitlements and benefits earned, that a lot of our veterans have no idea what they've earned by serving this country, by putting their life on the line, that there are certain things this country has promised to provide. And part of it is, you know, help with, you know, jobs, the VA, the GI Bill, and these. But a lot of people don't realize there's a lot of other benefits that they fall under.
Yes, sir. I like I said, when I first got here, I had previously about 2 months prior, I was at a rodeo and I lost all my teeth from a bull. And the Hope Van here took care of me. They pulled 26 teeth in one day and corrected my problem.
26 teeth in one day here?
Yes, sir.
The fact that you were fighting with a bull right there is a question. So that was one of the things they do. So they got the dental work back. I don't know if they're doing dental work here. I know there's medical, on this. So, and again, then with the jobs, the helping of that, the finding out what the benefits are, a place to talk to people with counselors for those things that can be affecting people. All of this in one spot. It almost makes you wish that we could have like one of these, a place like this in our county.
I would love to see that.
That veterans could go to.
It makes all the difference in the world. Like I said, I had no idea that I even had benefits available.
Well.
And now I don't want to say I'm in the system, but I'm with VA. And if I need something, I know it's there.
You know where to go to.
Yes, sir.
And you know the people to talk to.
Yes, sir.
That's great. And I think that's the bottom line here. We've got a success story here. So Cowboy, thanks a lot for coming by and thank you so much for volunteering your time. I know you've been here every year since then to help.
Yes, sir.
And to kind of encourage people.
Well, they helped me. I got to give back.
All right. Okay. That's a good way to take a break. We're going to take a break here. Carl Bott, Ted Leidy. We're down here at the North Valley Stand Down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's really, a lot of people coming through here. A lot of the volunteers, a lot of the, of our veterans in need are showing up. Breakfast is going on. Coffee is being served. If you get a chance, you need to come down today. If nothing else is just to see what's happening here. Carl Bott, Ted Leidy. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460, your talk radio station.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
$2.25 For most of us, it's the price of a hamburger or just some spare change. But do you know what it can really do? $2.25 provides a complete Thanksgiving meal to someone who is overwhelmed and sees everyday life as a struggle. It's not just hunger that brings people to the Good News Rescue Mission. Job loss, no money, mothers that need to feed their children, loneliness, addiction, or just hopeless feeling during the holidays that no one cares.
This is Cesar Partida, and for the last 49 years, everyone who comes through our doors is greeted with a warm welcome and an opportunity for a new start. Your support helps open doors for a brighter future. The Good News Rescue Mission not only provides food and shelter, but also has an academic and job training center, resource center, and work search program and recovery programs. To donate online, go to GNRM.org for Good News Rescue Mission. That's GNRM.org to help someone today or refer someone in need. Remember, no one should go hungry at Thanksgiving.
Shelley is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rekar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rekar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rekar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rekar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pacelli Lane in Redding.
And we're back once again, KCNR 1460, and let's go down to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Carlsbad.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right down here at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. You know, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by, unless you've done this already, Bad Bob, is by the Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. And take a step back.
I was just there the other day.
Well, you did, and you did go down there, and you look much better. You know, they have discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. I can't say enough about who they are and what they stand for down there at the Cypress Square Barbershop. Like I said, it's right off Athens Avenue, right in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Get your hair cut there. Just go down and meet the people. I tell you what, it's well worth it. And something else that's well worth it here is I'm sitting next to Angie Mix, who is a veteran of the Air Force, and of and her family and her brothers, her brother also veterans, and she came up from Santa Cruz for this. So good morning, Angie.
Good morning.
All right. So when did you go in the Air Force?
I enlisted in March of 2001, and I did 4 years, a little over 4 years.
Did you get deployed?
Yes, I did. I went in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation Enduring Freedom. So I was actually deployed during the time we caught Saddam. So it was a pretty intense time.
Okay, where were you located out of?
I was in Qatar, Al Udeid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just south of Iraq.
Yeah. It's still, you know, a lot of things going on there. Now, yeah. Why did you come here today? Because you're in Santa Cruz. That's probably, it's kind of far away there.
Yeah, it took me about 6-7 hours last night to drive. So it was kind of a long night. But I came here as a veteran to get services. They offer a lot of services at this event. It's a really great deal. I would highly encourage veterans to come down here and participate in this. So I'm here for some of the health services and also looking forward to the court services. And also I'm volunteering. So just being able to, you know, give back to everybody here that's a veteran is my brother in arms, you know, or my sister in arms. And so it's just a really great deal to come together and be able to encourage each other and support each other and just be a part of this great event.
How long have you been coming, Angie, to this, event?
This is actually my second year. So I came last year and, you know, last year I was really struggling and, I came here and I was able to get, you know, hot meals every day and health services, medical services and clothes and sleeping bag and just a lot of love, you know, a lot of love from the community and from fellow veterans. And it was really, really great. And so, you know, I moved down to Santa Cruz and, you know, the past year I've been working on just getting myself, you know, I got plugged into the VA down there and I'm just working on getting myself back on my feet, you know. And my parents had told me about this event, that it was this weekend again, and they volunteer every year as well. And so, you know, I got off work last night about 8 o'clock, and I got in the car, and I drove up here, and
So yeah, here you are.
Here I am, yeah.
Now, there's something else that your family paid the ultimate price here.
Yes.
With your brother.
Yeah, my brother was Corporal Preston Dennis. He was killed in action in Afghanistan on April 28th of 2011. So he's actually the first KIA to be buried at the Igo Veterans Cemetery, so it's a great honor. But, you know, yeah, this is an event that's very close to my family's heart. We love being able to come back here and just be able to give back, you know. So
it sounds like it. And, you know, so you would say, Angie, that, well, first of all, I was there for the ceremony. And,
thank you.
Well, you know what, the impact it has on a family, I understand this. And the fact that you were enlisted and your brother and all this, you've paid your dues, you know, Angie, you paid your dues here. And if this is a way, you know, if this is going to help get veterans back on their feet that have paid their dues, who have put their lives on the line, yeah, then, you know, if it helps one person,
that's
it's
right,
worth all this effort.
That's
and
right.
So, and you, so the impact it's had on your life has obviously been significant.
Yeah. I mean, the VA and all the community, you know, I think for me personally as a veteran, you know, a lot of the experiences, especially from, you know, being deployed and stuff, a lot of the experiences, sometimes when you get back, you just gotta do what you gotta do to get through when you're back. And for me, that entailed just kind of shoving a lot of that stuff to the back of my head and not really, you know, because it really started to affect me on a daily basis. And, so I think a lot of the times for me, at least, I forget that, that there's people, especially, you know, people in the community, people that are just civilians, you know, are not veterans. I think it's easy for me to forget that they actually do have gratitude for the sacrifice
care,
and for the and so it's really nice to come to an event like this where there's people in the community and they come out and they just want to, you know, they just want to love on you, whether it's giving you a cup of coffee or giving you a sweatshirt or whatever it is, you know, just a smile, you know, and tell you, hey, you know, just some encouragement, you know, hooking you up with community services, available resources, you know, food, clothing, sleeping bags, tents, just whatever it is. It's
maybe it's just a way of saying thank you for your service.
Yeah. And that's
you know, the veterans that I've known, including you, you don't expect anything.
Right.
I mean, you don't expect people to, you know, come up and bow down and say, oh, thank you. Thank you. And we don't expect that.
Yeah.
But the fact that you have benefits that you've earned in combat, in combat deployments, or even just you've earned if you did nothing but spend 4 years in Louisiana stacking BBs, or benefits that a lot of veterans don't even know about. And did you, is that what you found?
Definitely. I mean, there was a lot of things that I wasn't aware of. And so coming out to an event like this and being able to get plugged in and get some, you know, direction toward those things, yeah, kind of point me in the direction, is a real great, opportunity.
Okay. Okay, my guest has been Angie Mix, a U.S. Air Force veteran deployed during Iraqi freedom. Her brother, Lance Corporal Preston Dennis,
yes,
killed in action in Afghanistan and is buried up at ICO. Her family is here and does volunteers every year, and she's here to not only to help, you know, but she's also gaining assistance here, which is helping her get on with her life.
Yes.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Bob, we'll be, this is Carl Lindebaugh. Well, Carl Lindebaugh. Linda, of course, isn't here, but Ted Leidy is. And
Linda will be on tonight at On the Spot with Lindebaugh.
There you go. And we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike. So I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique.
From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. On the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. I'm here with Command Sergeant Major retired, Army Command Sergeant Major retired, Ted Lighty. And he's kind of like, he's going out and meeting everybody here and becoming, and he's like the Sergeant Major of this area now. I'm joined by Maria Mix. We were just talking to her daughter, Angie, and Maria is the mother of Corporal Preston Dennis, one of our heroes that fell in combat in Afghanistan. He was a member of the 10th Mountain Division. So good morning.
Good morning.
So you've been coming here now. This is your third one.
Yeah.
And first of all, you know, we so much appreciate your son's service and your daughter's service to our country.
Thank you.
And so tell us a little bit why you're here.
Well, we decided that the best way to honor our son's memory was to become active in helping those who have served our country and have kind of been forgotten. And we figure that the best way to honor our son is by doing whatever we can to help our veterans and other families who may have experienced the same loss that we did.
Well, you know, there's a lot of veterans here that have served combat time and kind of gotten off the, I guess you could say they've gotten off the road a little bit. And this is the type of place that can help them get back on the road.
And that's true. And I really, stand firmly behind the motto that you guys had in the paper yesterday, that this is a hand up, not a handout.
Absolutely. This is to help people get started, or to find their way back again. This is not this is not entitlements. This is not something that you just keep pouring on them because they're breathing. This is because of veterans who have served this country and maybe have gotten off that track and need the assistance to get back on the track, but we want them to succeed.
Yes, and I agree with that. And I know that there is a lot of veterans out there who have no idea of the services that are available. like the counseling services and the medical services. And so I think this is just an awesome and awesome deal, and we support it 100%.
Well, you know, it's, I think your reasoning behind it is there's a lot of times that veterans are, you know, we talk about these wars that are going on, and in so many ways, it's almost like forgotten wars that
yes.
unless you have somebody in the service that's participating there or that you're the, or that you've been there, that in so many ways, people don't think about it. It's not in the papers. It's not, you know, you don't hear people jumping up and down about, hey, let's get our people, get our kids out of there. It's been 13 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure why that is.
Yeah, it's really sad. And I agree with that. That it, things just kind of get forgotten and they get shuffled. And my daughter was actually in the military on 9/11, and she was one of the first, wave of soldiers that got deployed over to Baghdad at the very start of the war. And then, you know, 10 years later, her brother, was over there in Afghanistan, and he did one tour over there, and then he came back, and 8 months later, he deployed again. And, you know, that time lapse between when my daughter was over there in the very beginning and when my son was over there in 2010 and 11, you didn't hear anything.
No, you don't. Yeah. And that's, unfortunate. Anyway, we've only got like about a minute left. So, you know, thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for helping.
Absolutely.
And again, our hearts go out to you over your loss of your son in, fighting in, Afghanistan, but your daughter, but you know, your daughter's here, another veteran, and is volunteering here to help. And for you to help the veterans is just great.
Well, thank you very much. And it is an honor for us to be here helping.
Maria Mix here. And thank you so much. Hey, Bad Bob, tomorrow we're going to be having, gosh, a whole lot of people. It's still, it's Cancer Awareness Month. We're having, Dr. and Mrs., and Dr. and Dr. Danuka will be on tomorrow.
Friday.
Hello. Yeah, it's Friday. Friday. Only two more working days till Monday. So, you know, thanks a lot for joining us today. We've got, you know, Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty is here, who has now become the mayor, down here of the stand down. That's Ted. he's over there giving directives. He's signing things. He's
10 seconds, Carl.
He's going to give me a 34% raise.
What a
thanks
great
a lot,
morning.
Ted. Okay, and remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which is
this world from dragging me down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Plenty of finger-pointing at today's congressional hearing focusing on the flawed rollout of the Obamacare website.
Andrew Slavitt told Energy and Commerce Chairman Fred Upton his company identified problems during testing and shared those problems with federal agencies.
And what was their response to when you shared some of the pitfalls in terms of what was going on?
My understanding is they understood those and were working on them, but I don't know further.
A spokesperson for the main contractor, CGI Federal, disputed reports her company's rewriting millions of lines of code.
Do you believe it's going to be necessary to scrap the entire healthcare.gov system and start from scratch?
I do not, sir.
HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius will testify next week. Wally Hines, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
It's one of the president's leading second-term priorities.
Today I'm here with leaders from business, from labor, from faith communities, who are united around one.